Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, July 1, 2025.
Russia's defense spending cuts amid NATO increases. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has announced plans to cut defense spending as NATO prepares to significantly boost its military budget. This decision comes amid rising tensions between Russia and NATO, especially after Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and the ongoing war in Ukraine. By 2025, Russia's defense spending is expected to hit 6.3% of its gross domestic product, the highest since the Cold War, with a 25% increase in national defense spending, making up 32% of the federal budget. Lavrov also responded to Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski's comments about a potential arms race that could lead to political changes in Russia, including the possible fall of President Vladimir Putin. He dismissed these claims, arguing that NATO's increased military spending poses a greater risk to the alliance itself. These developments could escalate military conflicts in Europe, as NATO's buildup aims to strengthen collective defense while potentially provoking further actions from Russia, impacting global security.
Turkish court delays hearing on CHP leadership. A Turkish court has pushed back a key hearing that could shape the future of the Republican People's Party, or CHP. Originally set for June 30, 2025, it will now take place on September 8, 2025. This hearing seeks to challenge the results of the CHP's 38th Ordinary Congress from November 2023, where Özgür Özel was elected as party leader. The lawsuit claims there were problems with the process during the Congress. If the court rules against Özel, it could be another blow to President Tayyip Erdogan's opponents. The delay has positively impacted the markets, with the Turkish lira trading at 39.7785 against the US dollar. The BIST 100 index rose by 5.4% and the banking index increased by 9.43%. Analysts are now expecting a reduction in interest rates in July, influenced by these political developments and hopes for lower inflation.
Supreme Court to hear key campaign finance case. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a crucial case involving Vice President J.D. Vance that challenges laws on political spending. This lawsuit, brought by the National Republican Senatorial Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, Vance, and former Congressman Steve Chabot, claims that spending limits violate our right to free speech under the First Amendment. In 2024, the Cincinnati-based U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld these limits, citing an earlier Supreme Court decision. The plaintiffs argue that changes in political spending and court interpretations have weakened the rationale for these rules. For Senate candidates this year, spending limits range from about $123,000 to $3.7 million, while House candidates face limits between $62,000 and $123,000. A ruling in favor of the plaintiffs could dramatically reshape how money influences politics in the U.S., raising important questions about free speech and regulation.
North Korean cybercrime scheme uncovered. The U.S. Department of Justice, along with the FBI, has made significant arrests in a North Korean cybercrime scheme. On June 30, 2025, they revealed that North Korean workers, part of a program for remote IT jobs, allegedly stole the identities of over 80 Americans to access more than 100 companies. This breach allowed them to steal sensitive information and cost affected organizations over $3 million in legal fees and other expenses. Among those arrested was Jinxing Danny Wong in New Jersey, while his accomplice, Kajia Wong, remains at large. The pair helped facilitate the scheme by providing laptops for remote work and creating financial accounts to funnel nearly $700,000 back to North Korea. This case highlights the ongoing battle against cybercrime and the urgent need for stronger cybersecurity measures to protect sensitive data.
Diplomatic efforts in the Middle East. Israel and the United States are ramping up diplomatic efforts to bring lasting stability to the Middle East after significant military actions against Iran. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is urging renewed talks on Iran's nuclear program, despite Iran's reluctance to engage. Israel is keen to formalize relations with its long-standing adversaries and resolve the ongoing conflict in Gaza, which has lasted nearly 20 months. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sees recent military successes as a chance to expand peace agreements. The Abraham Accords, established during the Trump administration, normalized ties between Israel and several Arab nations, including the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. In 2024, Israel also normalized relations with Morocco and Sudan, though the latter is still pending ratification. As Israel shifts from a military-focused strategy to one centered on diplomacy, challenges remain, especially with Hamas still in control of Gaza. Under pressure from Trump for a deal in Gaza, negotiations are complicated by Hamas's demands for a permanent truce and humanitarian guarantees. Analysts suggest that building relationships with Gulf Arab states is crucial for fostering lasting peace and avoiding further regional conflict.
Macron's call for fair trade at international conference. French President Emmanuel Macron took a bold stand at the International Conference on Financing for Development in Seville, Spain. He condemned tariffs imposed by powerful nations, calling them unfair economic pressure rather than effective trade tools. Macron emphasized that these tariffs create barriers that benefit stronger economies while hurting weaker ones. His remarks come as critical talks between the European Union and the United States approach a July 9th deadline. Although he didn't mention the U.S. or former President Donald Trump directly, his comments reflect the broader implications of protectionist policies. Countries like Lesotho, Cambodia, Laos, Madagascar, and Myanmar, some of the world's least developed, face some of the highest tariffs, stifling their economic growth. Macron also urged a reevaluation of the World Trade Organization, calling for reforms to align its goals with the fight against inequality and climate change. His stance highlights the urgent need for a balanced approach to international trade that prioritizes fairness and supports the economic development of vulnerable nations. As global trade evolves, the stakes for these nations have never been higher.
Karnataka's new bill on fake news. The Karnataka government in southern India has introduced a new bill to combat fake news and misinformation. This legislation could send people to jail for up to 7 years for sharing false information, with fines for offenses like posting anti-feminist content or promoting superstition. Many free speech advocates are concerned this could lead to increased censorship and selective enforcement. A major issue is that the bill doesn't clearly define what fake news is, raising questions about enforcement. New courts and a committee will be established to oversee its implementation. The rise of misinformation in India has been linked to various violent incidents, prompting this government action. Before final decisions are made, public consultation will be sought, and the outcome could significantly impact free speech and digital communication in the country. What does this mean for our right to express ourselves freely?
Apple Incorporated faces legal challenge over market control. Apple Incorporated is caught in a high-stakes legal battle with the U.S. Department of Justice, which claims the tech giant is unlawfully controlling the smartphone market. U.S. District Judge Julian Niels has ruled that the case will proceed, rejecting Apple's attempt to dismiss it. The lawsuit, initiated in March 2024, alleges that Apple imposes limitations on app developers and device makers, making it difficult for users to switch to rival products. The DOJ argues these practices harm competition, while Apple insists they are necessary to promote innovation. In 2024, smartphone sales reached a staggering $201 billion, highlighting the market's significance. In February, Apple introduced a new budget iPhone model priced $170 higher than its predecessor, a strategic move to maintain its position amid increasing government oversight. This lawsuit is part of a broader trend of antitrust actions against major tech companies in the U.S., initiated during both the Biden and Trump administrations. The outcome could reshape Apple's operations and the competitive landscape of the smartphone market. What does this mean for consumers and the future of technology?
Elon Musk's bold critique of Trump's spending bill. Elon Musk has taken a strong stance against U.S. President Donald Trump's sweeping tax cut and spending bill, labeling it utterly insane and destructive. He's determined to unseat lawmakers who supported this legislation, which contradicts their promises to cut government spending. Musk warned that those who campaigned on fiscal responsibility but backed the bill should hang their heads in shame, and he hinted they could lose their primary elections next year. In a humorous twist, he proposed a new political party called the Porky Pig Party, arguing that the bill's enormous spending shows the U.S. operates like a one-party country. This shift has strained Musk's relationship with Trump, especially since he previously supported Trump's re-election campaign with nearly $300 million. Musk's comments could shake up the upcoming 2026 midterm elections, raising concerns among Republicans about their chances of keeping a congressional majority. His criticism has also caused Tesla's stock to fluctuate, wiping out about $150 billion in market value before it began to recover. This situation highlights how influential figures like Musk can shape both public opinion and political landscapes.
Canada halts Hikvision operations over security concerns. Canada has taken a bold step by ordering Hikvision, a major Chinese surveillance equipment manufacturer, to stop all operations in the country due to national security risks. Industry Minister Melanie Joly stated that Hikvision could endanger the safety of Canadians, following a review by security agencies that identified potential threats from the company's products. In response, China's Ministry of Commerce condemned the decision, arguing it could harm trade relations and complicate efforts to improve ties between the two nations. They expressed discontent, claiming Canada's actions undermine the rights of Chinese companies. Hikvision, based in Hangzhou, has faced international scrutiny for its alleged involvement in human rights abuses against the Uyghur population in Xinjiang. The U.S. placed Hikvision on a blacklist of entities accused of such violations in 2019. This order marks a significant moment in Canada-China relations, which have been tense due to various issues, including the arrest of a Chinese telecom executive and the detention of two Canadians on espionage charges. Prime Minister Mark Carney, who took office in April 2025, aims to improve relations with China, but this latest action may complicate those efforts.
Impact of USAID funding cuts. Major budget cuts to the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, could endanger the lives of over 14 million people worldwide by 2030, according to a recent study in The Lancet. This research reveals that USAID saves more than 91 million lives each year, including 30 million children. If these crucial programs are slashed, we could see an additional 4.5 million children under 5 at risk. As the largest donor of humanitarian aid, USAID contributes at least 38% of all United Nations assistance, distributing $61 billion last year. The current political climate in the U.S. has made discussions about foreign aid increasingly contentious, raising serious concerns about the future of global health initiatives and the vulnerable populations they support. What would happen if these essential programs vanished? The consequences could be devastating for millions who depend on the support for survival.
U.S. dollar struggles amid economic concerns. The U.S. dollar is struggling against the euro, now at its lowest value since September 2021, trading around 1.179 U.S. dollars. This represents a remarkable 13.8% rise for the euro in the first half of 2025, its strongest performance yet. Meanwhile, the British pound remains steady at 1.3737 U.S. dollars, close to a 3.5-year high, while the Japanese yen has gained strength, now at 143 Japanese yen and 68 cents per dollar. Investors are increasingly worried about President Trump's proposed tax cuts and spending plan, which could add nearly $3 trillion U.S. dollars to the national debt, raising questions about the sustainability of U.S. fiscal policy. The dollar index has dropped to 96.688, the lowest since February 2022. With trade negotiations between the U.S. and Japan uncertain, the upcoming jobs report is expected to show fewer new jobs, pushing the unemployment rate up to 4.3%. The Federal Reserve is under pressure to adjust monetary policy, with investors anticipating a potential interest rate cut of 67 basis points this year. What does this mean for everyday Americans?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.